You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're in our second week of our new series, The Ten Commandments. And I asked my wife last night. I think, sabi ko, Siddharth, I think it's we should recap from the last. Because we should. Because if you missed the last time, okay, check the podcast. Okay, check it out. We have a YouTube TV, Victory Green Hills. Because that was the very essence, that was the very foundation of the Ten Commandments. Here's a short recap of what happened. Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments is an expression of God's covenant love and relationship with His people. It's not just law. Okay, sometimes we see Ten Commandments law. Memorize mo, sundin mo, good. Hindi mo sinunod, lagot. It's not. It's born out of love. If we see it that way, we'll see that it's a perfect law. Perfect law given to an imperfect people. Imperfect people like us. Because God wants to protect us, to guide us, to put boundaries around us. God loves us and we love Him because He gave us this laws for our own benefit. It's for our own benefit. Okay, trying to encapsulate everything, this is it. The ultimate motivation to obey the Ten Commandments is fear. Right? It's not fear. If it's still fear, it's because hindi mo ma-memorize lahat. Mas mahirap na memorize mo nga, hindi mo kaya sundin lahat. Apart from Jesus, apart from your faith, apart from the grace of God, you cannot. But then the ultimate motivation for us to obey the Ten Commandments is love. It's our love. Last week we talked about putting God first. He has to be first. First in everything. Exodus 20 verse 1 to 3. Okay? Noteworthy. Okay? I do hope. If you didn't bring your Bible today, it's okay. We have a big LED that you can check it out. But do check your Bible. Simply lang to. Exodus 20. The Ten Commandments is there. And it started with the very, very command, the very word, yung something that you want to wish for. God speaking to us. And then the verse said, and God spoke all these words. This is not our katang isip. This is not just a preaching crafted by your pastor. This is God speaking. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. God first. No other God before me. No other God being hostile or against me. Only me. God first. You are first. First in what? First in family. First in income, relationships, schedules, and trouble. Okay? Trouble. Ano yung trouble? Pag may problema, God ka muna. Go to God first. Because remember, He gave you His life. As Pastor Allen said, He gave us our heart. Now our hearts beat. Why? Because we put God first. We need God first. This is not just the five areas that you need God, but for me, for our church, for the pastors as we crafted this, this is the five major areas that people would see you and they would see your identity in this. Now we're going to our second commandment. And as we go to our second commandment, in order for us to better understand the second commandment, I broke it into three sections. Tatlong section. Okay, mabilis lang eh. Ang gagawin natin is chapter 4 to 6 lang tayo. That's just one command. But for us to better chew on it, okay? For us to better appreciate it, I broke it into three sections. First section, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath or that is the water under the earth. Okay? The first part is, do not make idols. Do not make idols. Do not make idols out of carved image, out of everything. I'll explain later. The next, Exodus 20 verse 5. This is the second section. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. Do not bow down. Do not serve. If you go to the NIV and NLT version, ang lalabas doon, do not what? Do not worship idols. First is do not make idols. Do not create. Then, do not worship. Para sa mga hindi ako nag-create, pero meron doon, pero you worship. No, do not worship idols. Third part, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third, to the fourth generation of those who hate me. Guess why? Because we serve a jealous God. Yung iba parang, sabi ko na nga ba, si God talaga siloso yan. Possessive yan, parang, di ba? Fucking you. Parang. we kind of pollute the word jealous. And later, I'm going to explain why. This is the jealousy that we know inside. Kaya kayo nag-cringe, kaya kayo napataas ng kilay. Alam mo yun, yung kilay nyo, nilampasan pa yung buhok nyo. It's because it's mired in our heart. It's polluted. Okay? First part, do not make idols. Why should we not make idols? Why God is so explicit in saying this? You know why? Because He knows us. He knows us. He is the best person to ask about us. Why? Kilalang kilala niya tayo. Siya gumawa sa atin. I love what John Calvin said. Ito yung mga ninuno natin. Okay, John Calvin said, every one of us is even from his mother's womb a master of craftsman of idols. Okay? He's saying here simply, andun pa lang tayo sa tiyan ng magulang natin. Nasa sinapupunan pa lang tayo. Uy, nasabi ko ng tama. Huwag ko na ulitin. Baka magkamali na. Sinapupunan pa lang tayo. Okay? We are crafting idols already. Ganun tayo ka-bad. That's how bad we are. Idolatry is when we make a created thing into a God thing. Remember, God first. No other God before me. But then, because of our hearts that are like idol factories, we make idols, we craft idols. Yung idol dito, iba, okay? Yung, baka naman sinasabi, hindi, Pastor, hindi na. Sa victory na talaga ako, wala nang idol. Tinapo ko na, binurn ko na, pinabigay ko na. We create idols not only out of wood, out of steel, out of gold, out of silver. Sometimes you even create idols that people don't see. But it's in your heart. It's in between your head. You're thinking about it day and night. It's creeping inside. It's the same idol. Okay? Hindi lang yung nakikita. Idols are not just in temples or churches. Idols can be inside your heart. Idols can be in your garage. Alam niyo na yung mga men, di ba? Garage. Idols can be in your cabinets, okay? With the letter H. Idols can be everywhere. Idols can be the very thing that gives you time. Or the shoes that God blessed you with. Sometimes ginagawang idol, nakasupot pa. Meron akong pinuntahan lamay, maniwala kayo, nakasupot lahat ng koleksyon ng sapatos doon nakalagay sa baba ng kabaong niya. I want to take picture. I couldn't. We make idols. Problem. Instead of being identified with God, because of our hearts, pure of idolatry, because we're so pure in idolatry, now we're identified with a being, with a something, with a thing, with a car. God made us in His image. We are holy. We're chosen. We're royal priesthood. Now we lose our identity. Different gods. African gods. Indian gods. Philippine idol. American idol. Meron pa isa, Chinky. Ready mo yung phone mo. Green Hills idols. That's sad. Sometimes even pastors, you look up to us as idols. Hintay, lapit ako kay Pastor. Bakit mas holy yung dasal niya? Uy, lapit ako kay Pastor kasi ginawa niyo naman kami Santo Niño. Psalm 135 verse 5. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be funny or sarcastic. But then again, this is the Word of God. It's written in His Word. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. We make gods, but then our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in heaven, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity in one, they're above all other gods. Okay? Titignan mo nga, dito lang sa Bible, makikita mo na yung nawalang kwenta yung ibang other gods. Bakit? Tignan mo, small letter G. Jeremiah 10:14-16, every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false and there is no breath in them. So walang spirito, maski sinaniban. Paano man lang may sinaniban nakita. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. they shall perish. Di ako nagsabi niyan. Bible nagsabi niyan. Okay? Walang wenta. Fraud. It won't add value to your life. It won't add value to anything. What are those idols that we have? I'm going to go through it quickly. Just to specify. Okay? And my prayer is that you would also check your heart. Okay? It's this time now. This is not for head knowledge. Thank you for taking picture. Check nyo lang palagi. Angel ko sana ito. Kasi hindi ito yung angel ko. But my prayer is that you will be moved to... You will be moved by God's word. And check your heart. There has to be a response. Sayang ho eh. Sayang lahat pag head knowledge lang. Idols. Items. Duties. Others. Longings. Sufferings. Okay? Idols. Idols in our lives. Idols that can be in hostility with God, being putting God first, being only God. Okay? Taking His place. First items. Now we have a new religion that is cropping up. Or that's already here. It has actually been here for the past 30 years. We call this the consumer religion. It's consumerism. We make items. Ito yung pinakamabilis nun sa buong idols eh. Items. Kasi nakikita, they are tangible stuff that people get and then put their identity on rather than God. Remember, if there's an item that is now identified as you, okay, dati ito, aminin ko, okay, kaya ang hirap gawin ng message na to eh. My wife was wondering why I was up until 4 a.m. in the morning. Kasi bawat type ko repent. Bawat type ko repent. I was that way. I was that way, especially with cars. I'm identified with my car. They would know where I am. They would let me know that they saw them because they saw my car. Get nyo? Sobrang weird na nangyari sa akin when I gave my life to God. And then my God told me to let go of that car that I have, the last thing that I have. I took it for a trip, okay? Just me and my car. Hindi ko kasama asawa ko. Kotse lang kasama ko. Just thinking about it last night, that was so weird. Alam mo, it's like parting ways. I'll never see you again. I'll write to you. I don't get it. But I was identified with that. Consumerism now becomes a religion. The sad thing is that it's taken for granted. Okay lang yan, naintindihan kita. Bakit? Ganun ka rin eh. Meron ka rin tinatago. Nothing bad with having new shoes. Nothing bad with having a collection of shoes. Nothing bad with toys. Nothing bad. But make sure na hindi ka baon sa utang yung ginagawa mo yun. Na inuna mo si God sa income mo, sa finances mo, you have used your money there wisely, and then you have a spare. Yes, you can now splurge. You can now use it. Because of course, I know that God wants us to be comfortable. Diba? It doesn't mean na paglabas mo, meron kang SUV. Sabi ni Pastor, ano daw to, idol to. Palitan ko na ng Revo, AUV. Or hindi na, mag-jeep na lang ako. It's not. Okay? If you get it that way, it's not putting God first. It's not saying that you obey and you serve a one true God. It's not. Now we take it for granted. Everywhere we turn, advertising telling us to buy things. Okay? Si ano nga, may competition dito palagi. Si, ano pa alis sa labas? House of Praise. Diba, they sell t-shirts, Team Jesus. Pagbaba mo, Team Sale, S-A-L-E. We are all a work in progress. You know what's good is that we can actually repent, turn from my ways, ask God to help us, ask people to help us. You know how I got restored in this manner is that I approach people. I was humble enough to approach people. Okay, I love my friends. Chinky's here. Pastor Dennis is in Malaysia right now, and then Lee Concepcion. Okay, those three were the people who I approached. They have seen stuff in me, but they did it. Ano, hindi sila naging pinpoint, hindi sila naging critical. I'm also talking to husband and wife, partners, okay? Don't be so critical on each other. You should be the best helpmates. Ask people if you need help. When I approached them, they pinpointed. And they were like, they did not condemn me, but rather gave me points. Do this, do this, do this. Chinky gave me envelopes, lots of envelopes. Some with money, some without, but it's okay lang. I'm doing envelope system now because of what he taught. Dennis was pretty blunt. Si Dennis dati, mahilig ako malibre. When I was doing it for him, I mean, Larry, wag na. I can pay for this, and then I want to help you also. You have to be disciplined. Ask people for help. True people that can help you. Next is duties. What are duties? Our duties can rightly be a way we worship God or wrongly be a God we worship. It's who we are. Di ba? Kung meron kang servant heart, you want to keep on serving. If you're generous, you want to keep on treating. Parang ginagawa ko. Kanila, Dennis before. Sabi, wait. Why do you do this? I remember Jason Law approaching me. Nilibre ko siya. Pagkatapos ko siya, libre, sabi niya sa akin, Larry, why do you treat people? Does it make you happy? Or is it a way of you paying back? Or is it because you want to bless that people? Or, ang dami binigay sa akin points. I got offended. I said, labo nito, nilibre ko na. Tinanong pa bakit ako nilibre. But why do you? Maybe it's because you're creating another idol. The duty. Why are you helping your family? I'm not saying it's bad or it's sad to help your family. It's good. But there should come to a point that you know why. Because pag inabot ka na ng kapos ka, pwede mo silang balikan sabihin mo, bakit nga ba? Ikaw pa yung galit sa pamilya mo. Duties. We have duties starting when we are kids. We have chores in the house. We have in school. There's the thing is, even in ministry, in obligation, these are duties. But then if you are so stuck to it, your heart can be like idol factories. Hindi mo alam, hindi mo pinagmamalaki, oy, tinulungan kita, nagawa ko to. Oy, 10 na victory group ko. Oy, 12 na nadala ko sa victory weekend. Alam mo yung may trophies ka na. Again, ikaw yung panalo. Ginagawa mo sa church, ginagawa mo sa pamilya mo, pero ikaw yung idol. Wala kang idol, wala nakikita sa labas. Wala kang malaking karatula. Wala kang mga picture. I remember when I went to Bangkok, Thailand. I asked our tour guide, and I asked her, I said, bakit every time, wherever we go, there's like the picture of the king, of the monarch, and the queen. And then they put stick. Because they said that their monarchs are like gods. Walang nakikita in us about that when we help people. You're just serving them. But then again, inside, there's something creeping inside that you don't know. And it's tarnished. And it's becoming to be like sin. Heart check. Is your identity in the achievement of your duties? Is it? Kasi pag nagiging, yun na yung identity nyo, competition will creep in. There's going to be competition. There's going to be achievement over another. There's going to be comparison. Alam mo yan? Mas magaling ako mag-preach yan. And then. Idols. It can creep in. You cannot see it. The thing is, it might be there. Others. God made us to be relational. Tama? That's why we love to be in victory groups. That's why we love to be with friends. Okay? There were times before na kinausap kami ng V-Mall. Kasi ang hirap daw palagi, ang dami daw tao dyan sa labas. I mean, that's good. That's why we want to attract people. Be attractional. Why? Because we are relational beings. God created us to be relational beings. It's good to have others in our lives. But like all things, the good thing can become a God thing. It can take your place. Because if you idolize a tribe, di ba pwedeng ito? Victory kami. Pag may lumapit na ibang church, ah, hindi, victory kami. You polarize them. You would tend to do that. Parang ibang isip, is that a bad thing? That's a bad thing. You are making an idol of your tribe. Di ba? Ano ba yung iba-ibang tribo ngayon? Ito, ano tribo nyo? Don't answer, okay? Buti nanalo Golden State, kundi kanina si Pastor Lee umiiyak pagtapos ng service. Sometimes nations. Sometimes class of people. Alam mo yun? Ay, class B ako. May dumating class C. Hindi ako tatabi sa kanya. Class C ka. It happens in church, ha, guys. Don't be Don't be ignorant or innocent and say that it doesn't happen in church. It happens in church. It happens to Christians. It happens to true believers. But you have to guard your heart. Remember, it's the wellspring of life. Everything comes from there. Or the other side of the idolatry leads to dependence. Dependence naman. Ibig sabihin, you cannot bear the thought of not being alone. Kailangan palagi kang may kasama. Singles. Kaya ako nagpupursige, bakit? Kasi alone ako. You need relationship. No, you're complete. Okay? I just talked to a couple last night. When I talked to them, I'm so happy. They've been married for the past 7 years. But when I asked them about their baby, they said, God will provide. We know if it's His promise, His promise. If it's not, we're okay. We're complete. We have the Lord. I was so happy. I thought it's going to be a counseling session. You're complete. For married couples, unrealistic expectations come in. If you put others as idolatry in your heart, if you put relationships as idolatry in your heart, there's going to be unrealistic expectation. Bakit si ano ganon? Bag may narinig ka ganon? You don't give or expect love, but you use and abuse people. It's not love that you're after anymore, but you use them. Para kang Nokia, user-friendly. You would use them. You would use friends. Remember again, let's go back to the identity. Our identity is in Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 6 said, there is one body and one spirit, as just as you were called to be, one hope that belongs to your Lord. One faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Our identity is in Christ. Not in relationships. Longings. Longings gives us hope for tomorrow. Okay, ito yung may gray area. Ito kasi yung, you know that there's tomorrow. Hoping for tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. Tomorrow. There's hope. But then sometimes you can make it so highly spiritual. Alam mo yun, sobrang highly spiritual that you cannot discern yourself anymore. Okay, there's hope. God is hope. Jesus came to earth to give us hope, eternal hope. But then, there's a part of it that we need to persevere for today. Build your character, persevere. Kasi pag nawala yung build your character and persevere for today, then the faith factor is gone. Then God is gone. Then now, your idol is tomorrow. Hoping for tomorrow. Can I ask my props? May props ako dito. I was having a hard time how to illustrate this, but let us do this. Let's try it out. Okay? Here's, if longing is your idol, you'll be like this balloon. Alam mo yun, just floating around. I cannot put helium balloon inside the, so sorry. So ganyan na lang, di ba? Depende kung nasaan yung hangin. Nangyayari ngayon, situational ka. You got promoted, you're high. Your joy. Sama si Joy? Your joy. Di ba? And then, nabasted ka. Ano nangyari? Your sadness. Bakit nakasmile ka, Chris? Ay, sorry, wag na lang. Di ba? Tapos, napagalitan ka ng magulang mo. Your what? Your anger. And then, your distress whenever you're worried. You're like floating. You don't know where to go. You neither go here nor there. You cannot even plant your feet on the ground. You're highly volatile. And be careful. These people, okay, who are, yung longing, yung idol sa heart nila, the problem is, they can be highly spiritual. They can be highly spiritual and sometimes out of context. Oh, kamusta ka na? Nalaman ko, hindi okay yung job, presentation mo, hindi ka natanggap, ay okay lang, Lord. Okay lang, Pastor. Ganyan naman talaga si Lord. Love ko yung grace ni Lord. Meron naman siyang favor sa akin. Tsaka, I know naman, when God closes a door, He would open a window. Out of context. You have to pop it. Okay? If you have idols like that, next, sufferings. Sufferings given. given in every person, given as said clear in the Bible, in the Bible, that all of us will suffer. All of us would suffer. As long as we're alive, we'll suffer. We will suffer physically, emotionally, financially, mentally, relationally, we would suffer. We may not be aware to it, but we succumb to it as an idol. When we suffer, we can easily allow our hurt become our identity. Or sometimes when you hurt people, you try now to put like a shield, and then you are the king of that temple that you're building because na-hurt ka. Two ways yon. Pwedeng nag-hurt ka ng other people, you get hurt. We get hurt or we hurt others. But here's what Paul said, cautioning us. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. To be a Christian is not to live a life free from sufferings, but rather suffering should lead us to our real identity, our identity in Christ. We are more than conquerors. We have overcome. Okay? Sana yung mga kinakanta natin song, you reign! Di ba? Hindi lang sa song. Let it be fruitful. Let it manifest in your life. Di ba? Hindi na nga maganda boses nyo. Hindi nyo pa pinapakita. You understand? Again, this is God's word. Perseverance that produces character. Character that produces faith. Faith in who? Faith in not yourself. In your own idols. But on God, on Jesus Christ. These are idols, and God say, do not make idols. Next, he said, do not worship idols. Worship is the essence of our being. God created us for worship. Tama kanina sabi ni Charles, we're created for worship. Everything we do with our bodies is an act of worship. Okay? Worship is not just singing the songs. Whatever we do, it's worship. In and out of the church, it's worship. What you post in your social media is worship. Is it glorifying God? I don't know, but it should be worship. Whatever you do, hindi yung ito yung mukha ko ngayon, nag-worship ako, lalabas ako, iba na, hindi na ako nag-worship. Kasi hindi naman nila alam na galing ako sa church or Christian ako. No! Everything we do, it's worship. In Romans 12 verse 1, Paul is appealing to a very smart, very rich, very complete, okay? People, the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. It's our worship. Huminga ka pa lang sa umaga, it's our worship. I love our theology teacher says, if we don't worship God, we don't worship nothing. We worship anything. You understand? If we don't worship God, we're worshiping nothing. And if we're not worshiping, if we are worshiping nothing, we're actually worshiping anything. Anything that comes our way, we would worship, we would bow down, we would serve, we would show glorification, we would do it. Romans 1 talked about people who worship creations rather than creator. They were wise people, but they became fool. They exchanged the glory of immortal God to images resembling God. Actually, it doesn't even resemble God. But for them, it resembles. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Do not worship false gods. If you know that there are idols in your heart, repent to God. If you need seriously to talk to people. But do not worship them. Worshiping them is like, you know you have a problem. You know you have a problem with ego, with materialism, But you're like a sumo wrestler. You still keep feeding and feeding and feeding it. You have to starve it. Hindi lang fasting to. It's starving. You have to come to a point and realization and say, stop, no more. Stop, no more. I turn to God. I would starve myself. Exodus 20 verse 5. Last point for this afternoon. For I, Lord your God, am a jealous God. This is actually the primary reason why God gave the second commandment. This is the reason why He told us we should not make any idols. We should not worship any idols because He's a jealous God. What is jealousy? Jealousy is ruined by the dating culture. Sa dating culture kasi, it's mistrust, being insecure, being overly possessive, being self-centered, and being selfish. Okay? That's jealousy. But this is not that jealousy that God is saying here. This one is an attribute of God. This is who God is. Remember, when we started Exodus 20, verse 1 and 2, sa 2, sinabi niya kagad, remember what I did for you, people of Israel. When I took you out of your misery, you are not slaves anymore. Now you're going to your promised land. It is not a suggestion for God to obey Him and not to make any idols. It is actually a command because of what He did for us. He loved us first. He gave us our very life. He gave us our salvation. Exodus 34 verse 14, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. John Piper wrote in The Lord Whose Name is Jealous, I took a paragraph from it to show us and illustrate to us how jealousy looks like. John Piper said, God is not jealous like an insecure employer who fears that his employees might get lured away by a better salary elsewhere. God's jealousy is not the reflex of weakness or fear. Instead, God is jealous like a powerful and merciful king who takes a peasant girl from a life of shame, forgives that girl, marries that girl, and gives her the chores, not of a slave, but the privilege of a wife, a queen. His jealousy does not rise from fear or weakness, but from a holy indignation at having his honor and power and mercy scorned by the faithlessness of a fickle spouse. He has given us that right. When we were yet sinners, God came to us. We can't do anything about it. God sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross. So now we have to be holy and blameless until our bridegroom comes. We are that queen. We are the church. Is that bride waiting for that groom? He did all of that. He did all of that for us. But our culture is very permissive, especially with the relationships with God. Okay lang, kung nag-church ka, okay lang, minsan nag-victory group ka, hi, okay, pag okay ako, nag-victory group ako, pag hindi. He demands exclusivity. God demands covenant exclusivity. Something that, alam mo, hindi lang yung ring ang symbol ng exclusivity. But the heart, your identity. Do not let anything, anyone, any situation mar or scar or stain your identity in Him. I remember now, last night, I came from Tagaytay and married a couple there. And can you imagine if after nung honeymoon nila, nakita kami, tapos tinanong ko sila, oh, Pablo, Joanne, kamusta yung honeymoon nyo? Pakita naman ang mga picture. Can you imagine if Pablo would get his phone, di ba? And then started showing me pictures. Pero pinakita sa akin, picture ng ex-girlfriend niya, nung elementary, nung high school, nung college. Tapos yung mga may crush sa kanya sa office. Instead of showing me the beautiful pictures of his honeymoon. Sometimes we're like that to God. To be honest. Sometimes we're, because of the permissiveness of this world, we tend to do that. Hindi naman nakikita eh. Wala naman si God eh. Mag-isa lang naman ako dito sa kwarto eh. Madilim naman eh. Sometimes we tend to do that. Who are you fooling? Who are we fooling? Who are we fooling? We're not fooling anyone. Revelation 4, verse 11 says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed, and they were created." Worship the Creator, not the created things. Worship God, not the things that you think will make you look like, or even look closer like God. I'm going to end with this. In John, in 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 says here, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Christ Jesus alone. In Him, He who holds everything together. Can I ask the worship team to come up? I think I have time, right? Can somebody give me a thumbs up? I can't see the clock. I have time? Can I ask everybody to stand? We're going to worship God. We're gonna truly worship God. Okay? To truly worship God, you have to get rid first of any idols in your heart. Anything. He said, "Lord, search me. Search me now. Make my heart new." Because again, there's only one mediator between God and man. That's in Jesus Christ alone. It can be anything. It can be everything. It can be a business. It can be a career. It can be children. It can be children. Parents, it can be children. You might think that you come to church every Sunday, but then you have a child-centered home. And not a God-centered, a Christ-centered home. It can. Can be your studies. Can be anything. Can be both tangible and intangible. John 14 verse 6 says, "Jesus said to him, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" Seek Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. The one who gives you grace. The one that if you put your faith on, nothing is impossible.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like